This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military carried out new strikes in Yemen on Tuesday against anti-ship ballistic missiles in a Houthi-controlled part of the country as a missile struck a Greek-owned vessel in the Red Sea. Disruptions to Red Sea shipping caused by Houthi attacks will push up prices of consumer goods in Europe in particular. An executive from port and freight operator DP World said as the impact on commerce increased, the Iran-allied Houthi militia has threatened to expand its attacks to include U.S. ships in response to American and British strikes on its sites in Yemen. Iran claims Monday evening attacks on Syria and Iraq were targeting terrorist groups and Israeli intelligence, but Iraqi officials say there were no militant or foreign intelligence bases along the target, where missile strikes killed 4 people and wounded at least 6 others. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Halana Koy in the village of Mala Omar outside Erbil in Iraq's Kurdistan region.
Iran says it also hit Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for a bombing in Kerman, Iran, that killed nearly 100 people early this month. Local officials in Syria say an unused medical clinic was hit, according to the Associated Press. In Mala Omar, locals say the conflict in the Middle East appears to be expanding well beyond the fight between Israel and Hamas, and there is rising concern that there will soon be no safe place to hide from the war. U.S. officials in Iraq call the attacks reckless, saying they would undermine Iraq's stability. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Halan Akoy in Mala Omar in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. VOA News.
This is VOA.